Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting third. The left fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Russ Kemmerer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. And now, play ball. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Kemmerer moves to second. Herb Plouze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouze is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouze hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 1 in the game. Chrisley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Keane reaches second base with a double. Virgil moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Virgil tags and scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Tigers, 1. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. the Senators will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemmerer is called out on strikes. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Plouze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouze is 0-for-2 in the game. Plouze hits a line drive into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Neil Chris Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chris Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Chris Lee takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plouze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemmerer bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Herb Plus. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearson scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Aussie Alvarez pinch runs for Ed Fitzgerald. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aussie Alvarez now playing second base. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-3 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Herb Mofford now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Pearson reaches third base with a triple. Kemmerer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Senators. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Keene reaches second base with a double. Dick Hyde now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Severs. Keene scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Senators. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maxwell scores. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Senators. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.